happy day when Jesus was. When my Jesus was, he was mostly in the way. A happy day.
Praise the Lord, family. Hallelujah. Family, I just want to share with you the awesomeness of our loving God that I have to tell you continues to amaze me. And the most recent experience was with the study of Matthew 24. I must testify that the Holy Spirit is real and he does teach us. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Holy Spirit's direction of the We Are Family prayer line, live and on podcast. Family, as I prepared for this study, this prayer line tonight, I couldn't let go of Matthew 24 and the richness of that word. And I just had to yield. And to that I say, thank you, Lord, because whenever we let go and let God, fantastic things happen. And I hope that's what you feel, because I know I feel that from this episode. So let me pray. Father God, thank you, because by your words, I can see where I'm going. Hallelujah. Your words have thrown a beam of light on my once darkened path. But because of Jesus Christ, I've committed myself, and I'm never going to turn back from living by your righteous order. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you, and I say, Holy Spirit, have your way. To God be the glory. Amen. Family, the love of God and his perfect plan is aligned for us to understand that living intentionally is crucial and necessary in developing a deeply rooted relationship with God. I'm going to share excerpts from our family discussions during our Bible reading and study of Matthew 24, verses 1 through 25, and I hope you are led to read or reread these scriptures. Let's listen to what family poured into us.
Chapter Matthew 24, what I was able to grasp through prayer and additional studying, what Matthew conveyed to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, was the end times and what would happen. And we are pretty much like the disciples were at that time. They are wondering, just like we are wondering, when the end time is going to come, instead of focusing in on being ready. They were looking at, they wanted to know from Jesus about the end times and how it would occur. And he gave them lessons in regards to the fig tree, and also with an example, Noah and the flood, and how people were partying and having a good time and really wasn't concerned about the message that Noah had for them, that it was going to rain, and just like the temple is going to be destroyed, that the world, the earth would be destroyed, and they would be destroyed. And so they didn't really believe in that, didn't take a lot of stock in the message that was coming forth. And not until Noah and his family and the animals got on board and it started to rain, and then it hit them, well, then it was too late. So I'm saying that with all the signs and wonders that if we're studying, we know what the signs are. We've been told what the signs are and what they're going to be, wars and rumors of wars and nations against nations and families against family members. And we see this going on now. We know that. So we know that those are signs to the end times. But our focus should be not on really on the signs. We should be focused in on being ready so that when he does come, we will be ready and we will be taken up with him. and we will have that everlasting life, that he came and he gave his body, gave his life so that we might have life everlasting.
And here we go back to the word being deceived. You know, if you read in your word, you'll know exactly what is to come. If you're studying your word, you'll know exactly what is to come, and you should not be deceived. But the fact and the point that he says many will be deceived, our prayers ought to be that we're not one of the ones that will be deceived, because he said that many, he specifically said that many are going to be deceived. So that is going to happen. And then when it talks about the rumors of wars, I feel like we're already there, and I am not even what I feel. I know we're already there, because anytime you're dealing with viruses and flus like the Delta and the variant of COVID, plenty of people, all ages, have lost their lives. That's a serious war. And we hear about other people, maybe not dying, but in the battle. So there's always a battle. There's battles going on right now, and it's not just it being in the army or in the service. The battle is just within the mind gate, because there, I read where 75% more black men are committing suicide. That's a battle. That's a mind battle. So the wars Amen. Have already started.
And he's warning us in Matthew's of the end times and the signs of the end times. But we should be ready, since we already know the end of the story. We should be ready. We shouldn't be watching for the times. We should just be ready, get ourselves ready for that end.
I think that this is a warning, and I know that there are many people who really, really study the signs in terms of when they see the coming, the second coming of Christ. I like to just know that our lives are finite. We need to live each day as though it were the last day. And if we do that, we will always be prepared. And so when we see throughout the examples of things that are going to come and the advisement to be faithful, it's important, because there will be things. And so maybe to some degree people will study it, because they will be so extreme when they give the example of it will be the beginning of labor pain. And we know that labor pain can be very painful, and it can last for quite a while. So even though through the pain we should be faithful, through the pain there will be false prophets, but you don't want to heed to those. If you remain faithful, knowing that they are false, and that's why it's important to study, to stay close to the Word, and let the Holy Spirit guide and direct you so that you will be part of the elect.
Hallelujah, family. Did you hear what I heard? Did you hear the common comment of be ready? And family, this isn't the first time we heard this directive to be ready for when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Because it's to God be the glory. For our no limits God has a plan for us to be ready. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are abundantly blessed by a Savior, Jesus Christ. His love is real, and it reconciles us with God to become his children. That's the first and major point of Matthew 24. Jesus didn't offer fear. Jesus offers his peace. So please don't get it twisted. Jesus doesn't scare us into receiving him. Matthew 24 was given to the believers, hallelujah, through Christ's love. So uncertainty need not frighten us. And I love what a cousin shared with me about Matthew 24. He said, quote, some people might not feel comfortable with uncertainty, end of quote. Family, I feel Jesus was in agreement with that comment, because he did not leave us uncertain, because in Matthew 24:3-6 verse, In the CSB, it reads, "While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and said, 'Tell us, when will these things happen? And what is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' Jesus replied to them, 'Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will deceive many. You are going to hear of wars and rumor of wars. See that you are not alarmed, because these things must take place, but the end is not yet.'" Family, that's why we gather for prayer, because we know this reality. We know this promise because God, in his love and his omniscience, he has created a plan from the beginning of the world that says, we're going to let this thing run, and I'm going to draw men unto you. Hallelujah. And that's what it's about. That's why we pray. And did you hear how they kept saying, read your word, be deeply rooted? Do you not see how the Lord has called us to be about intentional living? What a loving God. And I say, thank you, Jesus. And I pray for us to gather, even in the larger numbers than what we have, because he has given us an opportunity to love him. And in that love, we love him so much that we want to tell somebody else about who Jesus is. Am I right about it? I know I am. So that's why I say, if you want Jesus as your Savior, pray in agreement with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner, and I repent from my old ways and thoughts. I confess Jesus as the Christ and the Son of God, raised from the dead so that I may have an abundant and everlasting life. Hallelujah, I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that, you better believe that the Holy Spirit now dwells within you. And you want to believe and to read your Bible and to join a Bible-believing church to grow in a deeply rooted relationship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your comfort given to us by the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word given through the Bible. Your word reminds us that we serve an omniscient God who provided us with a Savior, Jesus Christ, who chose to prepare us to understand and to be aware. It's not what you're doing, it's what this wicked world is doing. And in that, we can have our rest. We can have our peace because we know that the world is wicked and we know that we have a Savior that has captured us and delivered us. And that's why we pray to stand strong and faithful. Forgive us, Lord, when we fall short, so we will always come to you just as your child and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Help me to be better, to be stronger. And Lord, help us not to be deceived, but to be found ready and amongst the elect. And let us grab as many as we can to be with us. So please keep your rest within our souls. For by grace we are saved through faith. So it is not of ourselves. It is our gift from you, Lord. And for that we say thank you. It's not our works, so that no one can boast, but it's from your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that is given by God. And we say hallelujah because those good works were ordained that we should walk in those good works. So every ear that hears, let them realize that their path is led by you. Let them realize that we have a God that is no limits. Let us do greater works as directed by the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, we place our prayer request before you, Lord. And it's plentiful because you know this world and you know our struggles. But we know that we have a God that is almighty, that we can surrender it all to you. And that's what we do. We know that you can heal. We know that you can deliver. And dear Lord, we're going to just call out those names unto you. Dear Lord, we pray that please heal. Family, call out the names. Put yourself in the list. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that you are able to restore. Call out those names. Put yourself in the list. Lord, we call out that you might give restoration to us. Give restoration to me, Lord. Call forth those names, family. Because God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, because that power was given to us by him. So we know and we say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for these prayer warriors that gather and all the prayer lines that are calling out to you. For we pray not just for our family, but we pray for the families in the body of Christ. We pray for our 20 to 39-year-olds. Lord, they're the ones that's out in this world trying to make it. Let them know that the way has already been paved for them, that they have already made it once they accept you as their Savior, because your word tells them to seek you, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, so that all things can be given unto you. Lord, move away the distractors. Let us keep our eye on you, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, because we pray and we believe that we will be ready, that we are going to be deeply rooted. We are going to intentionally live for you. In the mighty name of our wonderful and glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, surrender these prayers to you. Amen. Family, I thank God that all of you are safe, even with this wintry mix and severe storms that are going on around us, because we know a no-limits God is with us. Hallelujah. Psalm 33:11, ESV reads, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. To God be the glory." I love you, family. Be blessed.